This is the A Squared Fantasy Football Podcast, and I'm your host, Anthony Angeletta. This show is dedicated to helping your fantasy football team. And the closer we get to preseason, we'll start talking draft strategies. And once we're in the regular season, we'll have a weekly show to help you with your lineup. But for now, we're going to go down each position and talk about some off-season storylines, starting with the quarterback position. Now, as we all know, Robert Griffin, who tore his ACL and LCL, is now recovering from surgery. He talks about getting back for week one, even though Mike Shanahan and his coach says they're not going to rush him. They do have a good quarterback in Kirk Cousins, who definitely could hold the job down while RG3 is recovering, but I guarantee he'll be back for week one. Now, without the injury, Robert Griffin would have been a surefire first quarterback taken in every draft. But now I'm not so sure, because who knows, injury going to happen again, how effective will he be? And of course, everyone compares him to Adrian Peterson and what Adrian Peterson did, rushing for 2,000 yards, coming off ACL surgery less than, what, a year? And you can't do that. That was more of an anomaly than anything. So I would say be cautious with RG3, and they shouldn't rush him. All right, next, we're going to talk about quarterbacks changing scenery. First quarterback is Carson Palmer going to Arizona. Now, this is huge for him and huge for Arizona. Basically, because now this helps Larry Fitzgerald, who's one of the best wide receivers in the league, if not the best. And now he has a real quarterback to throw to him. Carson Palmer threw for over 4,000 yards last year. He's definitely got a good arm. And anything's better than having Kevin Cobb or John Skelton throwing to you. So I like this for Carson Palmer, and I like this for the rest of the Arizona offense. All right, Alex Smith going to Kansas City. He really didn't have a fair shot. He had a 100 quarterback rating, over a 100 quarterback rating, when he got injured, got benched for Colin Kaepernick, who obviously did a great job, but Alex Smith was also doing a good job. He really has good weapons with Dwayne Bowe, Donnie Avery, Jamal Charles. I mean, he's got something to prove. And I think he will. He's only 28 years old, number one draft pick. Keep him in mind when drafts come around. Next up is Kevin Cobb going to Buffalo. Now, he said the reason why he went to Buffalo is because he wants to win at Super Bowl. The only two things I have wrong with that is, one, you're talking about Buffalo, and two, your name's Kevin Cobb. Buffalo went to four straight Super Bowls and couldn't win with Jim Kelly, Thurman Thomas, Andre Reed, Bruce Smith. You think you're going to win with Kevin Cobb? Ain't going to happen. And he might not even be the starter. He's going to have to deal with Tavarish Jackson in a quarterback competition. So, and Doug Marrone is the new coach of the Bills, who was the head coach for the Syracuse Orange for the past few years. And we all know about Ryan Nassib, and the very good possibility that they draft him because of the rapport he'll have with Doug Marrone. So I would stay away from Kevin Cobb. Fourth, we have Matt Flynn going to Oakland. He's another one who didn't get a fair shot, I don't believe. And they drafted Russell Wilson and sort of knew he was going to be the starter and Matt Flynn would be the backup. So I really think he's going to have a good shot in Oakland, especially with Darren McFadden, Denarius Moore. He has some targets, and I think he'll do a pretty decent job out there in Oakland. Next up, we have Michael Vick's last shot in Philadelphia. He's got a new head coach in Chip Kelly, which basically renewed interest in his abilities. Last year, you can't really blame all on him. I mean, I know he fumbled a lot. He wasn't accurate. To be honest, he never really was that accurate. But he had no help. The play calling was awful. The defense was awful, which always hurts an offense when your defense is bad. The DeSean Jackson was not great. Macklin, Celek, they were all underperforming last year. And I truly believe Michael Vick has a shot of getting back to where he was maybe 2-3 years ago. Now, Nick Foles and him are supposedly splitting first-team reps, and Chip Kelly says it's an open competition. But there's no way they would keep Michael Vick and his contract around if they weren't going to think about at least starting him to start the season. Next up, we have Philip Rivers and what the hell is going on with him. was an elite quarterback, at least in fantasy, a few years ago. And all of a sudden, now he can't help himself but throw interceptions. Doesn't have Vincent Jackson anymore. Ryan Matthews can't stay on the field. Antonio Gates, he's just a shell of his former self. And his best receivers are Denario Alexander, Vincent Brown, and Robert Meacham. I don't like where this is going, Philip Rivers. So I would stay away from him. Now we got teams in god-awful quarterback situations. Now, I could say the Buffalo Bills because of Kevin Cobb and Tavares Jackson, but I'm going to leave them out of this one. First, we'll start off with the New York Jets. That's the obvious. Now, everyone on the planet knows that Mark Sanchez is not a starting quarterback in this league, except maybe for Rex Ryan, because he continues to try and shove Sanchez down the throat of the New York Jets, no matter how bad he is. Now, Tim Tebow's not the answer, and I don't believe McElroy's the answer. They need to go into the draft and take someone. They could have traded for someone, but they decided not to. So now you gotta look for maybe Geno Smith, Ryan Nassib, Matt Barkley, somebody. Somebody, because Sanchez is not the answer, and he's only gonna make the Jet fans revolt even more than they already are. Second team with terrible quarterback situation, Jacksonville Jaguars. Same thing I said for Sanchez, that's the same thing I mean for Blaine Gabbert. Taken way too early because they felt they really needed a quarterback, and for some reason they thought Gabbert was the answer. Gabbert has shown in the past 2 years he can't cut it as a starting quarterback. They've benched him for Chad Henne. Now, Chad Henne is an upgrade from Gabbert, obviously, but he's not going to take you to the promised land. So look for the Jacksonville Jaguars to possibly draft a quarterback first, second round this year. Next up, we have the Cleveland Browns. They drafted Brandon Whedon last year. They thought he would, since he's a little bit older, he'd be NFL ready. I don't really think that's the case. So I think that's going to be another team that might be looking to trade to draft a quarterback this year. I mean, Whedon's going to be 30 to start this year. The second year, he's going to be 30. He doesn't have much weapons to work with. I mean, yes, Trent Richardson is a running back, but he's not going to be able to help Whedon with much, receiving ability. And they decided to get rid of Colt McCoy, bring in Jason Campbell for a competition. Now, when you're bringing in Jason Campbell for a quarterback competition, you know it's not good. So, really don't like the situation they have out in Cleveland, and that's probably another team that we'll be drafting for a quarterback this year. Lastly, we have our Tim Tebow segment. Our Tim Tebow segment does not exist because he is not a professional quarterback. Sorry. Play tight end, wide receiver, something. You're just not a quarterback. It's done. All right, so now we'll get to my rankings, my early off-season rankings. These will obviously change as we move along closer to the preseason. And I'll just go through my top 10 as I'll post the whole all 32 rankings on my webpage. Number one, for obvious reasons, is Aaron Rodgers. Best quarterback in the league, has weapons. Mobile, will always get you a few touchdowns on his feet, doesn't throw interceptions. Number two, Drew Brees, basically because of the volume, he's always throwing, he's got the targets. I mean, Colston, Graham, you have Sproles, you're gonna have Nick Toon this year, Joe Morgan, Lance Moore. I mean, it's endless the targets that he's given. Plus, he plays more than eight games in a dome. Lock up for number two. Number three, Peyton Manning. Could have been Tom Brady, but I gotta go with Manning because of Welker, Decker, and Demaryius Thomas. Number four is Tom Brady. Not getting any younger, neither is Manning, but he's got less weapons, I feel, that get hurt much more often. With Gronkowski having surgery, Aaron Hernandez having surgery, they just let go Brandon Lloyd. They couldn't get Emmanuel Sanders from Steelers, and they lost Welker. Yeah, they added Amendola, but he's not Welker. Number five, we have Andrew Luck. No, second year, people talk about sophomore slumps. Matt Ryan had one. I don't really think that Andrew Luck's gonna have one. Only gonna get better. He's got still got Reggie Wayne. They just added Darius Heyward-Bey. Vic Ballard's a nice little running back they have out there. Andrew Luck's the real deal. Number six, Robert Griffin III, with an asterisk. If he starts week one, I think Griffin's going to be a solid quarterback, maybe even the number one quarterback. Who knows? But the injury concerns are there for me. You mean accurate, strong arm, great on his feet, lengthens the play to the point where he gets receivers open. He's amazing. Number seven, Matt Ryan. There's another quarterback who's getting better and better and has the targets. Probably the best tandem in the league with Julio Jones and Roddy White. Maybe Demaryius Thomas and Welker and Decker could be better, but you can't complain about Jones, White, and Gonzalez, who came back again for one more year. And of course, they play in the Georgia Dome. Nice controlled climate. They're going to do their thing. Number eight, Colin Kaepernick. Brought the 49ers to the Super Bowl. Almost won it. The guy can run. He quite accurate. Harbaugh obviously knew what he was doing when he started him and got rid of Alex Smith, basically, because shit, they got the Super Bowl. I mean, can't ask much more than that. Obviously, Joe Flacco did a little more than that, but you know, this is gonna be his third year, second year, not even his first full year starting, and he's already coming into his own. Number nine, we have Matt Stafford. Might be a little higher come the end of the season. I mean, you always got Calvin Johnson. You know, Megatron makes anyone look good. But Stafford has the arm. He is good. I mean, he threw for 5,000 yards 2 years ago. He now has another weapon with Reggie Bush. They got rid of the cancer, which is Titus Young. Burleson will be back from his injury. And Stafford will be Stafford. He'll do his thing, and he'll get your points. And finally, number 10, Cam Newton, who a lot of people will think this is low, but I'm sorry. I don't think he can continue to repeat what he's doing with the lack of weapons that he has. He has no true number one receiver, and I'm sorry, Steve Smith is not a number one receiver anymore. He's getting up there in age. He just can't do what a number one receiver could do for you. And what? Who's gonna do it? Brandon LaFell? No. And they have a bad running back situation with D'Angelo Williams, Jonathan Stewart, Mike Tolbert. No one knows who's the number one, and none of them get it done. So it's all on Cam Newton's shoulders, and I really think that's gonna hurt him in the fantasy game. For the rest of the list, it'll be posted on my website as well as Facebook. You can check it out there. Now for the 2013 surprises and disappointments. Disappointments more like a Phantom Menace disappointment. Like that's how bad it's gonna be. All right, first we'll get to the surprises though. The surprises, Michael Vick. Now I know I talked about him a little bit before, saying that he's still actually in a QB competition with Foles. I don't think that's gonna be a competition at all. I think Vick's gonna win it out. He's gonna have new play calling. Get in the old Andy Reid out there who was not running with LeSean McCoy enough. They'll start running more. They'll open the field up for Macklin and Jackson as well as Celek and McCoy catching passes. And I think that's going to make. Now, I'm not saying Michael Vick's going to be a top 10 quarterback, but he's not going to be as bad as he was. I think he's going to stay healthy, going to fumble a lot less, get some more yards on his feet, and he's going to surprise a lot of people based on draft position. Second, Carson Palmer. Yes, he's getting up there in age. The dude can still throw for 4,000 plus yards, and now he has Larry Fitzgerald, like I said before. He can't do anything worse than I believe that he did in Oakland when he has one of the best receivers in the game. So I think he's going to surprise. Not saying, again, not going to be a top 15 quarterback, but, you know, desperation, two quarterback leagues, deeper leagues. Carson Palmer, definitely worth a shot or a look. Third, we got Matt Flynn. Again, not gonna blow the roof off the house. But in deeper leagues, you got Matt Flynn, who I think a lot of people are overlooking. He had that great game 2 years ago in Week 17 where he just crushed the Detroit Lions. Crushed them. Now I know it's a very small sample size and people over get overblown with that. But I think he's given a shot. He's still young. Got a nice young core of receivers. Darren McFadden's gonna come back this year, I think, and have a great year. And there it is. You have a solid, maybe number two quarterback, backup quarterback, or something in your deep league. Who knows? But I think he's definitely worth a flyer when it comes to the draft. Now we're gonna go to our three disappointments of the year. Number one, Joe Flacco. Now, I don't think Joe Flacco's ever been a good fantasy quarterback. Some people like him, some people are crazy for him. He got the big contract, which, maybe he deserved. He won the Super Bowl. Ravens gonna give it to him. But he's not a fantasy quarterback. So don't even think just because he won the Super Bowl, got the contract, that he's gonna immediately become, a top guy. He's not. They lost Bolden. They got Torrey Smith, but he's just not consistent enough, It's just not gonna happen, and he's gonna disappoint you. I would stay away from him as much as you can. Secondly, we got Eli Manning, another person I always get flack for giving crap to, but another inconsistent quarterback. Last year, he had three games, I believe it was three games in a row, where he didn't even throw a touchdown pass. That's not going to cut it for a starting quarterback. I am sorry. You can't have a guy who's not throwing touchdown passes. Yards, one thing. You need those touchdown passes. And Eli Manning is way too inconsistent. And he's got the receivers too, but he just does not get it done sometimes because it's just the Giants' philosophy sometimes, maybe to run a little more. They got defense. Stay away from Eli Manning. Lastly, Cam Newton. Not saying to stay away from him fully, but I think he's going to disappoint in the way that people are going to overdraft, and he's going to be way too overvalued. Last year, he was getting drafted, boy, I think it was a third or fourth quarterback off the board. This year, it shouldn't even be close to that. I will not be drafting Cam Newton in any of my drafts because he will go way too high. I'd rather have someone like a Russell Wilson, Michael Vick, if I waited, or like an Andy Dalton. I don't want to overvalue Cam Newton because at the time you're going to get him, you may be able to grab a solid wide receiver or a solid running back, and I don't think he's worth it. So there you go. Those are my surprise and disappointments for 2013 with the quarterbacks. Next week we'll do running backs and then obviously wide receivers, tight ends, and defenses. I don't give a shit about kickers. So I'll tell you right now, if you want to draft a kicker, draft Phil Dawson. I think he's on the 49ers now. There you go. That's the kickers. So every week I like to do a little rant. This week it's going to be about reality television. Now, I hate reality television. I think it's the worst shit on television. But you can't blame the networks, nor can you blame the people who are on the shows. It's the people who watch the shows. That's what you have to fucking blame. It's not the fucking JWoww's and the Snookies and the bitches on Real Housewives of whatever. It's the people who watch it and support those shows. That's why they're still on television. And they're and stupid. The Learning Channel, a show called The Learning Channel, is showing shows like, what is it, Honey Boo Boo and Toddlers and Tiaras. Like, that's The Learning Channel, quote unquote. Come on. Stop watching these fucking shows where people are just acting like dumbasses. And why don't you watch some real show on like the Discovery Channel or National Geographic or something to work your brain? Not these fucking reality shows that eat away at our brain cells. Just can't stand it. That show Buck Wild, I know the kid died and everything, and I feel bad, but it's about a bunch of fucking rednecks just doing dumb shit. I just can't stand it. Just watch something better, and please stop allowing shows like this to be made by supporting them. That's all I gotta say about that shit. And lastly, my beer choice of the week is Dogfish Head Apra Hop. I will be doing that every week as well, just because I like to drink beer and I like to drink good beer. So, Dogfish Head Apra Hop. For those on the West Coast, I don't think you can get that. I don't even think they go out that far, but you get your hands on it. Apra Hop's a delicious beer. All right, well, that'll do it for the first episode. My website is A Squared FF. Podomatic.com. That's ASQUAREDFF dot podomatic.com. Once there, you can subscribe to me on iTunes, follow me on Twitter, where you can ask me fantasy football questions, like me on Facebook, and check out my YouTube channel where I will also be posting the shows. Well, that's it for this episode. I'm out.